It's been 2 years since wildfires burned western North Carolina and devastated the town of Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Here's more on how country music superstar Dolly Parton helped rebuild Sevier County. Western North Carolina had been dealing with wildfires for more than a month when flames scorched Gatlinburg, leaving several dead and damages in the millions of dollars. The fire that devastated the town started in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. CEO of the Dollywood Foundation, David Dotson, remembers the first meeting they had just 2 days after the fires.
Dolly was on tour, had phoned in to say, you know, what do we want to do and how do we want to do it and how quickly can we do it? Her hometown means so much to her. You know, she always calls it her Smoky Mountain DNA.
The My People Fund gave $1,000 per month to about 900 families impacted by the fire, regardless of their income, for 6 months. But the Dollywood Foundation received so many donations, they increased the amount and opened an additional organization called Mountain Tough to help with cleanup. In total, $12.5 million went to the people of Sevier County from the foundation.
For her and really for everybody who lives here, and I'm sure everybody who lives in any community that's been impacted by a disaster, you feel an obligation that you do whatever you can to help your community, and she's no different.
That giving caught the attention of Dr. Stacia Martin West at the University of Tennessee.
I'm also from Appalachia, and so this spoke to me whenever I was driving home, listening to NPR, actually, that I had heard about the My People Fund. And I thought it was a really unprecedented opportunity to study an unconditional cash transfer in the context of an environmental disaster.
Martin West studies housing affordability and anti-poverty incentives. This kind of no-strings-attached money provides a guaranteed basic income for families. And the My People Fund gave her a chance to study how that works. In her examination, about 200 My People participants filled out two surveys in April and December of 2017. She found that the majority of people had rented or bought homes 1 year after the fire and had started emergency funds. One criticism of guaranteed basic income, according to Martin West, is the belief that people will stop working full-time. She says that wasn't the case with a single full-time worker in the study. Martin West hopes this brings more to the conversation around unconditional cash transfers and guaranteed basic income.
If you approach a program like this with the idea that people are good and they know what is best for their family, good things will happen.
The Dollywood Foundation ended their services in December by giving additional funds to nonprofits in Sevier County. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.